Czech scientists from Masaryk University in Brno recently returned from their annual expedition to Antarctica. For the first time this year, they conducted their research at two different locations, the Czech polar base on James Ross Island and also at the newly acquired base on Nelson Island. This week I met with Dr. Pavel Kapler, who headed the nine-member team to Nelson Island, and I first asked him why there were two separate expeditions dispatched this year.
Well, this decision came from the situation we have to solve, because there existed parallelly two stations owned by the Czech. On the one side, it was the Czech Antarctic Station, named after Johann Gregor Mendel, run by the Czech Antarctic Program. And the second one was a little bit peculiar. It was a private station, which is rather unique, based a long time before Czech Antarctic law was adopted. And after many years of negotiation, the Masaryk University, as a host of Czech National Antarctic Program, managed to take control over this site of Nelson Island, and right now it is governed by the Czech National Program. So that's why we have two sites and therefore the opportunity to carry out the research on two different sites in Antarctica.
The station on Nelson Island was built by a Czechoslovak traveler, Jaroslav Pavlíček. Can you tell us a bit more about the history of the station?
Well, this Echo Nelson station, because this was the name Mr. Pavlíček used for this installation, so Echo Nelson was built 30 years ago. It's a long time ago, and in the time the Czech Antarctic law doesn't exist. And he was responsible for the operation of this station for 30 years, and after 30 years he devoted this installation to the Czech Antarctic Foundation, the private body established for the supporting of Czech Antarctic and Arctic as well, polar research, let's say. So currently the station is renamed. It's not Echo Nelson anymore. It's Czecho Nelson now. And it is owned by Czech Antarctic Foundation and operated by Masaryk University as the Czech Antarctic Research Program.
Can you tell us a bit more about Nelson Island? In what way is it different from James Ross Island? And in what way will the research be different?
From the climatological point of view, and climatology is the most important field of scientific work in Antarctica, of course. So from the climatological point of view, these two islands are in very different parts of Antarctica. Nelson Island is the part of archipelago of South Shetlands, and it's very humid and really the northern edge of Antarctica, which means the most warm. And James Ross Island is on the other side of Antarctic Peninsula, which means it's a transition to continental climate. So it means it's much less humid, and also the temperatures are different. Therefore, also the impact to the local ecosystem, the impact of the climate change, are different. So some comparative studies are our main goal for the future.
How long did you spend on the island, and what was actually the main purpose of your visit?
So the main goal of our expedition this year to Nelson Island was to clean the site, because after 30 years of operation of this peculiar station, there was a big deponium of waste coming from the operation of the installation itself and also from the sea, because the sea currents in this part of the world are very strong. And they carried to the beaches of the Nelson Island a lot of garbage, because the Southern Ocean, as the most clean ocean in the world, is still part of the oceanic system. And it's a very good record for how the human civilization is polluting the globe. So the users of Echo Nelson formerly collected all the garbage from the sea and from the coast, and the deponium of this waste driven here by the sea currents was really impressive. So our main goal was to clean the site as the first step for the reconstruction of the base, and in the future we will probably continue in this reconstruction process and to establish there something useful for science and for accommodating of scientists. And we also focused on some preliminary studies, especially from the ornithology field and also the plant physiology and botany.
What does the waste that you collected, what does it reveal about global ocean pollution?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have a record of precise time or amount or country of origin of this waste, so we can't say too much. But the amount of the waste we removed from the Nelson Island was almost 11 cubic meters, so it's really a big mess. Therefore, we can say the globe is really in danger.
What kind of rubbish are we talking about?
Mainly it was floatable rubbish, so a lot of polystyrene, a lot of plastics, of course, parts of the boats, including buoys and fishing nets, and a lot of other light waste from really strange and very distant locations.
As every year, Masaryk University has also sent an expedition to James Ross Island. What was the main focus of their research?
On the James Ross Island, we already have 15 years of scientific work, and long-term monitorings are the main purpose of our expeditions going there. We are trying to introduce there some new disciplines. So for this year, it was a microbiology focused on the attempts to gain some new information about the microbacteria possibly producing some new antibiotics or something useful for the human race in the future.
And I believe Czech scientists have also taken part in some other expeditions to Antarctica, didn't they?
Yes, that's true, because this year is very specific for Czech Republic and its Antarctic research. So in this year, members of our program were at the expedition of Turkish Antarctic program, of United States Antarctic program, also Chilean and many others. So the collaboration on Antarctic research is wider and wider. And there is no coincidence that this year in Prague there will be the 42nd annual meeting of Antarctic Treaty, the biggest Antarctic event of our times, because the consultative states of Antarctic Treaty are hosting this event once per many years. So this is the first time Czech Republic as a consultative party to the Antarctic Treaty is hosting this meeting. So probably for next 30 years there will be no other significant and important meeting in Czech Republic. And we are very happy. We have a good news from Antarctica that Nelson Island was cleaned and ready for science.
You traveled to Antarctica during the polar summer. What were the conditions this year? Were they the same as in the previous years, or was it different in any way?
Well, the austral summer, the Antarctic summer, let's say, is very short. And usually it lasts from December to February. And this year was a little bit more cold than usual. It is not contrary to the global warming issues. It's just the evidence of extremes which are brought by the climatic change there. So in the case of Nelson Island, the temperatures were not exceeding plus 3 degrees of centigrade, which is really unusual for this place. It was very positive for the field work because it means less of rain. So we expected much more rain there, but it was just snowy.
So what was the biggest challenge that you faced during your time at the Nelson Island?
I'm really happy that I can say there was no big challenges.
This was your 9th expedition to the Antarctica. Do you still look forward to visiting this part of the world? And does it still surprise you in any way?
Absolutely, because on one hand, of course, after 9 expeditions to Antarctica, it is starting to be just a work, that's true, but still it's the most amazing work in the world. And Antarctica, it's really addictive continent. You can't resist to go there again and enjoy all the features and all the journey. And definitely it can surprise you each year with something new, new challenges, new problems, of course, as well. But this year was very smooth, at least on the side of Nelson Island. So we were very happy and this expedition was very smooth and fine.